Where are we right now in terms of endocrine therapy in the adjuvant setting? And let's start with the postmenopausal patients. You know, we had now, it's been since 2001 that we've been seeing these trials come out with aromatase therapy. There are a bunch of questions that have come up, particularly the issue of should you give 2 years of tamoxifen first or just start right out with an AI. Where are you in that perspective, and where do you think most oncologists are?
Well, I tend to use an AI up front in my postmenopausal patients. There are a select group of patients where I'll consider tamoxifen first. Older women with low-risk disease who have osteoporosis, you know, where I feel that tamoxifen will be adequate and I can also improve their bone density, I do consider tamoxifen, and then we'll watch their bone density going forward and may offer them the sequencing strategy. But in general, I think that the aromatase inhibitors are a little bit better. I believe that you can prevent some of the earlier events with the AIs, although the numbers are small. I think there's a difference early on that you see in the ATAC trial, and I like to use my best drug going forward. I'm still very interested in a sequencing strategy and anxiously await the results of BIG 198 to see if one of the crossover arms, if letrozole to tamoxifen, may be better than letrozole alone for 5 years. So it'll be very interesting to see the result of that. But until I know otherwise, I do start with an AI up front. I think many people at my institution also have the same strategy. I know there have been some studies that have modeled out using tamoxifen first, and those modeling studies have suggested that at 5 years, you're really at the same place or potentially even better, and that you actually catch up with the few people that you lose early on. But, you know, I'm a believer in prospective randomized trials, and I feel that the data is clear in a number of studies that using AIs up front are better.